ready? Here we go.
The Hit Breakfast Show.
All right.
Australia, meet your new McCafe blend. Smooth, rich with a hint of sweet berry. It's coffee fit for an Aussie.
This is the Cliffo and Gabby podcast. Thank you very much for downloading it. I do believe I have found a pain that men can experience that is as bad, maybe worse, than childbirth.
Mm.
The only difference is it's very, very quick pain compared to a long, drawn-out 12-hour labour.
Right.
And that pain is...
getting kicked in the nuts.
No, that's pretty bad as well too. I think this is worse, like for a split second worse
really?
Than getting hit in the nuts. Yeah. When you hit your head hard on the boot of the car.
Yeah, you're right. It's splitting, isn't it?
Oh my
God. It feels like the metal goes straight through.
I hit it so hard about 2 days ago. It's still sore now. I've got a lump on my head. At the time, I was worried it was going to bleed. And the kids were there. So I had to go, "Gah, poo, bugger, bum!" Like I couldn't yell out the profanities I wanted to.
Yeah.
But
I've
mean, you haven't experienced childbirth yet. You will one day. Come back to me on that. But
all right, I will.
It's a pretty bad, for that split second though, it's a bad pain, right?
The day after I give birth to a child, fingers crossed that happens in the future, I'm going to call you and be like,
I'm going to be ringing you during labour.
Is it that bad?
You're going to be going, and I'll be like, pause the epidural. I got a question to ask.
We only let her talk about the wedding once per week.
What? Only once?
Yep. This is Gabby's weekly wedding update.
This is great. Not great that I'm only allowed to do it once a week, but great that I can figure out all my wedding dilemmas well in advance of my wedding.
We really all appreciate that. I think it's wonderful.
It's exactly 1 year and 1 week till my wedding, everybody.
Well, that's
the milestone's coming up.
Well done.
Yeah, next week will be exactly a year till the wedding. So, you know, it's coming up fast. But there's one thing that I haven't figured out in terms of the bridal party. So we've decided there will be no kids at the reception. There'll be no kids at the wedding because it's a pretty fancy affair.
Yeah, fair enough.
And
we just don't. At the wedding and the reception?
Well, that's the thing. So, P.S., some of my girlfriends actually said to me, please don't invite kids because they want to have Mum's Gone Wild night, which is
like
lovely.
Sometimes brides and grooms worry that they're going to offend people with kids if they say no kids. I'm here to tell you, like, as a guy who has two of them,
we
love a day away from the kids. And we love that. It's on you.
It's on me to make that decision.
Totally.
Because you're like, oh, well, can't take him. But the problem I had with it, with coming up with this decision, is that majority of our families have to travel for the wedding. It's a destination wedding for most families. So it does make it a bit more difficult with kids because of that.
That is tough.
But that's okay. We're going to come up with like a list of babysitters if anyone needs a sitter in the motel room or something. But the dilemma that I have is we would like some of the kids, as in nephews and nieces, to be part of the ceremony, flower girls and page boy style.
Yeah.
However, we don't want them at the reception. And I don't quite know how to broach that with the parents.
I've been around you numerous times when you have a few savvy beeves under your belt, and I do agree it's probably not the best environment.
It's not a great environment for
kids.
Children. No, it's not. It's really not. it's just a downright no. But I don't know how you ask a parent, how you say to them, hey, I'd really love your kid to dress up and be really cute and walk down the aisle for the ceremony, but come reception, I don't want to see them. I don't want them there. How do you have that conversation? How do you figure that out and not be rude by having them at one and not the other?
Maybe it's not even having a conversation. Like maybe it's in the messaging, in invites. Have you already done the invites?
No. We've done a save the date.
Hey, well, maybe there's messaging that can be put on the invite that paints the picture that the kids are welcome at the ceremony, but they're not welcome at the reception. But look, 13, 10, 60, because this is completely a dilemma the brides and grooms would have had in the past.
Totally, because I'm asking them to be at one. I want them to be at one, but I don't want them to be at the other, and I don't know how to broach this conversation, this rule, this, you know, it's just awkward. 13, 10, 60, how do you do it? How do you have kids in the bridal party for the ceremony and then kick them out for the reception?
Because you got to do it right because it does have the potential to paint you as a bit of a...
Bridezilla.
I don't know, like witches from Roald Dahl or something. Like she wants the kids around her when it suits her.
Exactly. But then, I want them to look cute in photos, but I don't want them
come
there.
Come nighttime, it's like...
Here. 30 and 60. How do you do it?
Gonna boil kids, you in a cauldron.
Have kids at the ceremony and kick them out for the reception. What do I do?
13 10 60 is our phone number. Morning, Ruth.
Hi.
What's the solution here, Ruth?
Well, the best wedding that I ever went to, they put on nannies. So the nannies did activities with the kids and then we could let them sleep there for as long as we wanted.
That's a fantastic idea.
Interesting. Oh, it would have to be in a separate room though, wouldn't it? Because it has to be out of sight, out of mind.
They took them completely away.
Great.
Talk to your venue.
That is a great idea.
Talk to your venue. They might even have a space that could become a makeshift creche.
I'm pretty sure my parents are staying at the venue for that night, so I'll just use their room.
Nan and Pop.
Throw all the kids in their room.
Nan and Pop.
Perfect.
Don't have a choice. 13, 10, 60. I like that. But Tara, you've got a solution as well.
Yeah, hi, guys. My recommendation for Gabby is to not stress about this conversation. Parents would much rather not take their parents to weddings, their children to weddings.
Or their parents.
We have much more fun. Yeah, we have much more fun without them. So I don't think you actually need to worry. The parents are going to be like, woohoo.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe you are overthinking
it. Yeah, maybe I am overthinking it. Maybe they will be keen to, you know, hand them off for the party half of the night.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, most would be. But I will say, though, Tara, like on that, though, it's still a thing, like what
still
you're doing.
Still a conversation.
Like, it's still a conversation.
But I have to
and
have.
Yeah, no doubt, 99.9% of parents, they want them palmed off for the party as well, too. But they still have to come up with a plan. Like
exactly.
It's still,
they still need to sort
it's
out.
Potentially
how to palm
them out of off. Pocket for them as well.
Totally.
But Sam's weighing in as well, too. Morning, Sam.
Morning, guys.
What's your solution, Sam? What do you do if you want kids at the ceremony, but they're not at the reception?
So I had the conversation beforehand, like, very beginning where it's going to be 18 plus at the reception, and I also put on the wedding invite.
Yep.
But I also organized a babysitter for my own kids and then said to them, this babysitter is also available for your children if you would like to drop them off to her as well for the afternoon.
I don't mind that because I could, I'm not putting a babysitter on for all the kids of all the guests because that's crazy. But for the ones that I'm making be part of the wedding, it would make sense that I would get them babysitter.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, the prop kids.
That's what
the
I've
prop
done.
Kids.
The prop kids. The kids who I need for the photos. And nothing else. You know, you could use little mannequins.
Well, they are only props, so why not? Not funny to Scott Pape. That's who it's not funny to because he controls money like a pro. You might know him as the Barefoot Investor, an iconic financial guru here in Australia. And he joins us right now. How are you, Scott Pape?
I'm doing well. And it is funny because I'll tell you this, that book, Barefoot Investor, went on to become the best-selling Australian book of all time. And it just recently pipped the post of the number one best-selling book of all time. Guess what that was?
What?
Do you know what that was?
I feel like I heard this in a pub trivia night once. Was it the Bible?
No, the Bible is not. It was not written by an Australian.
No, that's, okay. That's true. I'll take
that's
that
okay.
back.
Although the jury is out on that.
What book 50, got out of them?
50 Shades of Grey.
Oh,
there you go.
So similar themes,
what,
right?
What that says about Australians is that we love sex. We love money and we love guys with no shoes. That's what it says. Anyway, but
yeah, that's
but look,
pretty on point.
The number one thing that people would ask me after they read that book is, why didn't I get taught this stuff in schools?
Yeah.
So it's like the one subject that every kid, regardless of who you are or what you're good at or what you're interested in, you'll be tested on every day of your life, and a passing or a failing grade changes your entire life. So for me, the idea that we don't really focus on this in schools, it just doesn't make any sense. So that's kind of really the bee that's in my bonnet that I'm trying to solve.
No, I love it because you set up good money management skills as a kid and you're set for life. And it's just such a brilliant learning. Coming up to tax time, Scott, have you got any hints and tips on how people can kind of figure out tax
Pay your taxes, would be the first thing I would suggest.
That's a very good piece of advice.
Take advice from Paul Hogan. You should definitely pay your tax. That would be the first thing that I would say. The second one would be, you know, these days you have the government or the tax department have MyTax, which is linked to your MyGov. It makes it pretty simple. Like, I don't want to get a whole bunch of accountants like offside because they are mean people, right? You may not have to go to H&R Block. That's all I'm saying is that they make it pretty simple. You get the money in like, you know, like 14 days. It already pre-fills most of the stuff. It's kind of tick and flick. So my one thing would be get onto it early. And if you can, go through MyGov and you don't even have to see an accountant, although that may make your accountant very sad.
Yeah.
Have you heard of any weird things people have claimed on tax?
Oh, well, mate, I've heard lots of things. There's there was a guy, a tradie, who actually claimed the cost of feeding his dog because the dog was actually a security dog for his tools, making sure that didn't get sold.
I don't have a problem with that.
All right.
Strippers can get lingerie and lube and I'm a married man with four kids, so I don't whatever strippers use. Or sex workers, they can claim a cost of doing business.
Oh man,
this has you guys are brilliant. I've gone something pure, teaching kids about money, and suddenly we're talking about sex workers.
We know how to turn the conversation
around.
You
took it there yourself, Scott. I'm glad Gabby asked that because Gabby's always telling me, and I haven't got the gumption to do it, but Gabby's always telling me, dude, just claim your Netflix. We talk about the shows on the radio.
It's research.
That's a write-off.
You know, the good thing about that is that I can just say yes because it's not me that gets audited.
No, when you get audited...
It's up
like,
for you.
No, I'm ask Scott Pape. He told me I could.
it's a magical thing. Being audited will be, it's just another thing that you can talk about on air.
Yeah, and then I can claim that.
Maybe don't take tax advice from him, but definitely money advice for youngsters. It's worth taking. Scott Pape's Money Movement, it starts tonight on Foxtel. Scott, we love having you on the show. Good luck for your new TV venture, mate, and thanks for your time.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate it.
You know what? 13 10 60, I reckon it's worth taking calls on that.
Yeah.
The thing you claimed on tax, a bit of a stretch. You can be anonymous if you want.
You can be. Yeah, if you were actually dodgy, you can be anonymous. But even those, like, crazy things that maybe your industry can claim that everyone else would be like, what? What?
I've heard certain people, like, who work outside a lot for a living can claim things like sunscreen and cool
sunglasses.
Hats and sunglasses. Yeah.
What about a handbag? Can you claim a handbag in some industries?
If it protects you from the sun.
Yeah, mine does. 13, 10, 60, though. I'd love to know the crazy things that have been claimed on tax.
It hasn't got to be you. Maybe you know someone.
Maybe you're the tax man who had to say no.
Accountant or whatever, but don't care. 13, 10, 60. Give us a call right now. Craziest thing you've claimed on tax. So that thing you claim, and even in your heart of hearts, you're like, am I pushing the line here?
Pushing the boundaries?
I don't really know. I hope I don't get audited this year. Even when you think it in this tone of voice.
Of course you are.
13, 10, 60 to the phones. Johnny, straight up. Johnny, what's the craziest thing that you've claimed on tax, brother?
Well, I currently claim job losses.
Shell blasters.
As in, like, they're kind of like paintballs, hey?
But... like paintball guns.
Yeah, well, so I used to claim paintball guns and paintball competitions, weapons training and professional training.
Right. So you actually work in that field? Because if you were just working, like, retail and you were claiming weapons training, then I'd be confused.
For unruly customers? God, that is a cashier that takes their job seriously. That's definitely a tax write-off, Johnny.
Yeah, there you go.
Man, I'm with you, man. Don't know if the tax man is.
But I am.
Okay. I'm not going to get audited. You are. But 100%, that seems like one for me. Sam's here. Sam, craziest thing you claimed on tax?
Well, actually, it wasn't me. It was one of the nurses I used to work with. She convinced her accountant that, that she could claim makeup, really, really expensive makeup and hair products, because she convinced him that... looking good in front of the patients improves patient outcomes and decreases their length of stay.
I would...
That is a stretch.
I would find that hard to agree with, mate. Nothing wrong with a good-looking nurse to make you feel better. You know?
Honestly, she did so well. She did it for so many years. And honestly, some of the nurses tried, but their accountants were like, are you serious?
Nah.
Yeah.
It's good for the health system if you get patients in and out.
Get them in and out. Quick, mate.
Saving the country Queensland money.
Health, you know what? Queensland Health should just subsidise makeup for nurses. Reese is here. Reese, crazy thing you claimed on tax, mate.
Hey, guys, so it wasn't me, but I had a mate that he owns a property out west and he claimed 2 jet skis as hydro pumps for his dam.
Oh, that's good!
That is genius!
Well, they pump the water in and out.
Yeah.
Just so happens
it
to
aerates the water.
He said if they ever need to be ordered, he'd just put them in the dam and connect the outlet out of the dam and show the tax fella that when he pumps it, it actually pumps the water out of the dam.
So he'd get, I don't know if the auditor is going to come out to your property for proof, but good luck.
But you know what, if
good
he does, he's got a plan. And I love a man with a plan.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to
I'm the Van Wilder of kids' birthdays this week. So is my wife. Because my beautiful little girl, Matilda, she turned 7. We're having her birthday party Sunday.
Like, it's not a milestone. But it's a cute
one. She's 7 going on 17. It's just happening too fast. And this year we've decided we're going to do a back to basics birthday. We are fighting the fancy. Because, and we have been perpetrators of this, like I should say, in the past. And we've all seen it. I think Pinterest and Facebook and all that is the worst of this sort of stuff. But children's parties have gone stupid, Gabrielle.
They have. And it's not for the kids' sake. Kids don't give a crap about all the fancy stuff. It's for mum's Instagram.
It's for mum's Insta.
Yeah.
100%.
You know that's why.
Parties happening at the ninja places and the, I mean, good on them. They're all doing their best, making business and all that sort of stuff. The skating places, lots of stuff. It's very expensive.
All the balloon arches.
And then, just
cakes.
Next leveling. Even
$100 cakes.
I saw a backyard, it was a friend of a friend had a backyard party that was on Instagram and they did it like that kind of style where you do it like in the park or whatever and there's those little tables where you sit down and there's all these expensive wedding style decorations. I'm like, enough's enough. They're kids. So we've done a real back to basics birthday. That's what we've planned for Matilda. Starting with the invites, we got the good old fashioned $2
Nice.
Pads.
And you just write them out. Yes.
Invites used to come on a pad.
I used to love those as a kid because I used to do them myself.
So we bought them at Big W, $2
Best.
Per pad. Fancy. The entree, so the food at the party. The
entree
is, well, I've just broken up in entree, main, dessert because it's a language we know, but we're not feeding them like that.
3-course dinner.
And you'll pick up on that when I actually okay. say what the food is. But the entree is going to be chips and Woolworths brand soft drinks.
Great.
The main, party pies, sausage rolls, and cocktail frankfurts.
Perfect.
The dessert are fairy bread and homemade fairy cake. Matilda wants a cake with fairies on it. So
cute.
That's going to happen.
What about chocolate crackles? Throw them in
nah,
there?
No,
nah, that's too fancy. All right.
Too much work.
Okay.
Too fancy. This is back to basics birthday. The entertainment is going to be a simple pass the parcel as well. This is our back to the basics, you know, fight the fancy birthday partying. Birthday party, I should say, that we are planning. It's going to be executed on Sunday. And the thing is, I don't think the kids are going to know.
Nah,
I
they'll love
they
it.
I think they are going to love it just as much.
As long as there's junk food, presents, and laughter, they won't care.
Either that or we'll have a bit of a...
It's my party and I'm proud I want you.
...situation, but I don't really care because it's easy and cheap for me. So sorry.
Cliffo. On Monday, you had a bit of a dilemma that you needed a solution for.
Oh.
So you came to the show and you had quite an issue that you didn't know how to solve. This is a bit of what you said Monday morning.
I did not expect an invite to the wedding at all. However, at the goodbye, and you were actually there. The bride-to-be looked me in the eyes and said to me, I'll see you in December.
So you had a couple of friends and you weren't sure if you're invited to the wedding and then that was said and then you're like, oh my God, am I invited to the wedding? And you didn't know how to ask whether you're invited
and
to
I'll
the wedding.
I'll be honest too, just I want to prefix this with often mail gets sent to me here at the radio station.
And it can get lost.
And apparently there's a pigeonhole system, but I don't check the pigeonholes. And I've missed events before. because I didn't check the mail.
Yeah. And so your mind has obviously been in overdrive going, oh, my God, am I invited to this? And I don't know I'm invited to 100%. This. And you put it to the phones and you said, I'd like some advice. How do I go about finding out if I'm invited because I need to start making plans? And this is what Christy called in and said.
I think you need to hit Gabby up as your wingman and get her to ask.
So that's what I've done. I took Christy on with her advice and I was your wingman, Cliffo. I've asked the question and we're going to clear it all up right now because the groom-to-be in question, Nick, is on the line. Nick, welcome.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Nick, I'm sorry. I'm a crappy adult that probably just should have come straight to you. But as I highlighted on the show yesterday, I hate awkward conversations. So I instead just brought it to Gabby in the radio and went, I'm just going to let sleeping dogs lie.
Well, you're not the only one because Nick also then contacted me and said, I can clear this up. So that's what we're going to do. You've both come to me. I'm the mediator in this situation. I'm bringing you both together as adults. Nick, clear up the situation. Did your fiance, Jazz, say, I'll see you in December?
Well, I was very surprised on Monday morning to get sent about 20 links on Facebook to a video about this question. And then my fiance, Jazz, and I were even more surprised to listen back and hear the see you in December. I think we need to clear up. So you are going to be in Brisbane in September, Cliffo, I believe.
For our September holidays.
Yes.
100%. Yes,
and
I am.
She may have said, I'll see you in September. And we can catch up.
September, not
December. Not that I don't want to have you at the wedding.
That was the next question.
My whole thing, Nick, was I didn't expect an invite. Like, and I still don't. But when she said, and we got to be honest too, the whole goodbye thing, like Gabby
was rushed.
Yeah, she was flapping her gums and everyone was kind of talking and it was all kind of happening. And I thought I heard see you in December, but you are right. I will be with my family. We have a fair bit happening in Brisbane in September and you will be there. So that would be...
It makes more sense.
But look, I wanted to put it out there, Cliffo. If you do want to come to the wedding, what could you bring?
Ooh, we're up in the ante here. So he's got to pay his own way to the wedding, is that what?
I thought he was just going to say, like, do you want to come? And I was going to be like, no, not really. Love you, Nick. Thanks for being a good sport, man.
Yeah, love you too, mate. See you in September. Alpha
Bucks. We do this every day on the podcast. We give away a free Alpha Bucks answer for tomorrow's game, so Thursday's edition of Alpha Bucks.
The answer you're looking for to get you closer is a tasty treat. Muffin. I think muffins are better than cupcakes. Is that an unpopular opinion?
Oh, a muffin's just a fancier cupcake, isn't it, without icing?
Without icing.
Yeah. I'm a highbrow kind of person. I eat muffins. Yeah, it's a fancy cupcake. I know what you're eating there. You know better than the rest of us.
Cliffo and Gabby, food dudes.
Speaking of KFC, they're about to get a run. All of our fave fast food joints are about to get a run for Cliffo and Gabby, food dudes. News out this morning that Macca's are bringing back two of their best ever promotional burgers. The Mac Junior, which is a Big Mac, but it's about small. The size of a cheeseburger.
Cute.
And the Grand Mac, which is...
The Mac Daddy.
Big Daddy. The Mac Daddy. The Mac Daddy Big Mac.
They really missed that opportunity.
And I'm looking at this morning going, man, oh man, like when you think back, fast food joints have done some awesome limited time foods.
They have.
So I've actually put together today... Cliffo's top five most memorable limited time fast foods.
So memorable, not necessarily best.
Memorable for good reasons and maybe memorable for bad reasons.
All right, ready.
Some of them are just my faves. I'm not going to lie.
Number five.
The McRib. The boneless pork patty shaped like a miniature rack of ribs. So it was just a pork burger. But they would shape it like ribs, douse it in barbecue sauce, onions, and pickles.
I love how you say they would shape it like ribs. It wasn't, you know, actually
it was ribs. Yeah, it was pork patty. But it was nonetheless Amazing.
Okay.
Number four.
Mac is getting a good run there, and at number four as well too, with the McOz burger.
That was good because that had beetroot, didn't it?
100%.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Beef patty, all the salads, egg and beetroot.
Beetroot.
Very Australian.
Can't have a burger without beetroot.
Nah. Number three. The Domino's hot dog crust pizza.
I never tried this one.
This one isn't in there as one of my favourites. It's in there because it's a bit of an abomination. But if you're not familiar with it, around the crust of the pizza, they had a circular hot dog like a hula hoop.
Yes.
And the dough would be wrapped around it.
So it was like a one of those pigs in blankets, like a little
around
puff
the
dog.
Outside
it was like
of your
a little
pizza.
Puff dog around, yeah.
Unbelievable, Domino's. Unbelievable.
Number two.
This was controversial, but coming in at number two, the KFC Double Down Burger.
What was
it
that?
It was
one?
The bunless fried chicken burger.
Yes, it was chicken on either side.
So it had bacon, cheese, and sauce in the middle. Like, that was the filling. And the burger bun was two boneless fillets
That's
of chicken.
Right. That is not okay.
That is.
That's a little much.
That's a whole lot of deep fried action right there.
Number one.
Number one. All right, this one just takes it out for being the most amazing burger. For a limited time, fast food. Promotional kind of thing. The McDonald's El Maco.
Oh, yeah! Bring that back permanently!
El Maco was packing your standard beef patty, cheese and tomato, but also, like for the sauce, it had sour cream and, genius, chunky Mexican salsa.
Oh, that was good. That was a good time. Oh,
yeah.
That worked in with the song. That was really weird.
Jesus. I had another way to plan to get out of this break, but you singing along to the lyrics of the song.
That was unexpected.
What I was going to say was, and I mean true, I think both of us have actually just ingested calories this morning.
Yeah, I can feel it on my hips
I'm
already.
I'm feeling heavier. Are you?
We know that India is suffering pretty harshly under COVID at the moment. Before this second wave, it's really risked their lives, however. They did donate 66 million doses of the COVID vaccine to 95 other countries, which is just phenomenal. So it's really sad to see what they're going through at the moment. And there's actually a Queensland doctor by the name of Karinji Cannon who is trying to help the situation in India through a fundraiser. How are you, Dr. Cannon?
I'm good, thank you, Gabby. How are you?
Good, thank you.
We're so great. We're so impressed with what you're doing, Doctor. You've already raised over $50,000 for a piece of equipment that you want to buy and give to the people of India. Can you tell us a little bit about this piece of equipment and why it's so vital?
It's basically an initiative where we want to supply an oxygen generation plant to a very large public hospital in South India. So oxygen therapy is obviously a supportive therapy for all the COVID patients, and pretty much all affected COVID patients will need some form of oxygen therapy. The infrastructure that we are trying to build will be sustainable, and it'll be able to supply all the COVID patients and increase the oxygen generation capacity for a hospital. So that's the whole idea behind it.
Wow.
So this could potentially save lives in India lots of them.
Absolutely, Gabby.
You're literally giving the gift of being able to breathe.
Yeah.
It's just incredible. So $50,000 has been raised already, a bit over 52 grand. The goal is $87,000. What can people who are listening to this right now do to support this campaign and help you guys meet your goal?
So the minimum donation is $5 through the GoFundMe campaign. They can Google Help India Breathe and it will come up in the GoFundraiser. It's not how much people want to donate. I just feel that if people donate any amount of money, I feel that I will be supported.
Wow.
It's incredible. Like we say, 66 million doses of COVID vaccines were donated by India to 95 countries. And
then a second wave hit.
A second wave hit and then a potential third wave on the way.
That's right.
I just think this is such a fantastic campaign to help out our neighbours. And so what do we put in GoFundMe again? Help India Breathe, was it?
Help India Breathe.
That's great.
Fantastic.
Dr. Cannon, I think it's so great what you're doing. That is such a phenomenal amount of money raised already. Thank you for what you're doing and thanks for telling us about it this morning.
Perfect. Thank you, Cliffo.
That was Cliffo and Gabby's podcast, Australia. Meet your new McCafe blend. Smooth, rich with a hint of sweet berry. It's coffee fit for an Aussie.